Sorry. We spoke last week, or speaking this week, a little bit about Shabbos and being able to experience as well as we can the Kedusha of Shabbos and relating to Shabbos as a spiritual opportunity and as one that can really have a lot of impact. In discussing it, last week we spoke a little bit about Erev Shabbos and how Erev Shabbos can frame Shabbos. And if Erev Shabbos is done well and we prepare effectively and appropriately, so Shabbos itself can be a very, very different opportunity and a very different Shabbos. We're trying to do so by way of halacha a little bit and certainly by way of, I guess, machshava, you would say. So this week we're speaking a little bit about Shabbos meals. We all had Shabbos meals together last week, very different models as far as Shal Shudis and Friday night and Shabbos day. The different models of Shabbos meals. And we're going to speak about Shabbos meals a little bit because they are a unique component of the day. And when many of us even just relate to our Shabbos and what defines our Shabbos, so Shabbos meals as a whole tend to be something which in many ways frame Shabbos and define Shabbos. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, just to note it a little bit, Rambam writes, Chayav adam lechol shalosh sudos b'Shabbos, achas arvis ve'achas shacharis ve'achas b'mincha. If you look in Rambam seems to write, not only are there three meals on Shabbos, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, but they're done at three different times during the day. It's a din in time also. One Friday night, one Shabbos in the morning, and one Shabbos in the afternoon, where it sounds like, as some Achorim speak about it, it's a din, dafka, and doing it, particularly in those times, not just like hopping, you know, two meals, one after the other, you know, straight on Shabbos, but to be able to have them in a certain kind of way. What that does, in a certain sense, is it frames the fact that Shabbos is supposed to be something that the meals carry us through the experience of Shabbos on a Friday night and a Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. Those are the things that sort of carry us through in a certain sense. The Gemara, second point by way of Hagdama, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan Kama Su'udos Chayav Adam Le'echol B'Shabbos. How many meals do you have to have on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, quotes a bit of Machlokas, the Gemara assumes, we assume Maskana, three meals a day. It says the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk and Parshas B'Shalach, Shmos Tazayin Chafeh, V'yomer Moshe, Achlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom lo simtza'uhu basadeh. It says Hayom three times. We have three meals on Shabbos. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Why does the Gemara ask as a question and answer? Why not just say three meals? Why is the Gemara saying kama shalosh? Says Ben Yehoyada so that the Gemara can be very, very clear about the following point he suggests. If you ask it as a question, how many you chayav to have, and we answer three, it makes the point even more emphatically. Says Ben Yehoyada that you have to have all three. And if a person only has one or only has two, it could be that they aren't even yotzei any of them. That it's a din, you have to have all three meals, because in a certain sense, all three, from a certain perspective, we'll speak more about Shalosh Shudos, which is undoubtedly more complex, probably next week, but there's something to be said for it being a unit that has to be there and carries you through Shabbos, same with the davening we do, you know, also the eating, has to be something which carries us through. So the Seuda, we spend time doing it, we have to do all three, and they fall out spaced equally throughout Shabbos, undoubtedly to impact on some level the nature of the Seuda itself. I'll give more Torah as far as some of the Lumdus goes, just to get one or two insights that can frame things a little bit more. Salvechik pointed out in one of the Yortzeit Shiurim, it's in Chelek Beis of Shiurim Lezecher Avi Mori, page Kuf Chav Ches in the new edition has a lot of it, but a lot of it's also on earlier in the piece. Also, it's on Kuf Chav Beis there as well, and that's the following. Salvechik pointed out that Kiddush, on the one hand, we know in Kiddush ela b'makom se'uda, and Kiddush, even though Kiddush on a Doraisa level, for many we've shown him, just by saying Kiddush would be okay, that we assume, for some Doraisa, certainly we assume on a Darabanan level, that Kiddush has to be always tied to a meal. That's on the one hand. We also know that the way that the meal ends in Birkas HaMazon, you have to say Ritzeh, and if you would bench without saying Ritzeh, so that would require you, that would necessitate you to be Chozer, for you to be Chozer and to go and to bench again. What is the purpose of the initial Kiddush, and what is the purpose of the Ritzeh afterwards? So Salvechik suggests, aside from what you find in a lot of Rishonim, aside from what you find in a lot of important explanations, for the purpose of Kiddush, one element of Kiddush, says the Rav, Kiddush frames the entire meal differently. That part of the goal of beginning with Kiddush isn't just a din in the, and this isn't true, we've shown him also in Kiddush Makom Seuda in a certain sense. That part of what Kiddush does is it begins the meal in a certain sense. It begins the meal and it frames it a certain way. It's koveya, this is a different meal even from the beginning. what is the Ritzeh at the end? So the Rav points out that, strictly speaking, if you forgot Ritzeh, you undoubtedly still said Birkas HaMazon. Benching if you didn't say Ritzeh. Pashtus, it is called benching if you forgot Ritzeh. So why am I repeating benching? Because Midin Lechiv of Seudah Shabbos, a person has to say Ritzeh at the end. And that's Mechayev you to go back. How come? Part of what Ritzeh is, the benching at the end, is the other bookend of the Shabbos meal. Meaning we're being koveya the Shabbos meal as a radically different meal, beginning and end. It has a framing in the beginning, has a conclusion at the end, and everything else which is taking place in the context of a unique benching at the end, mentioning Shabbos, and a kiddush at the beginning. In that sense, it's not supposed to be a regular meal with a kiddush at the end and a hosafa and benching, but the kiddush and the hosafa and benching frame and put the context of this meal being a radically different kind of a seuda. So the seudas of Shabbos matter, all three of them matter, the timing of them matters, and the way that we frame them is all koveya, these meals, as being somewhat unique. The primary question that we're going to try to deal with in the limited time that we have is what exactly is the function of these Shabbos meals? What's the function of a Shabbos meal? And depending on, not in a surprising way, depending on what the function of the Shabbos meal is going to impact what a Shabbos meal should look like. What a Shabbos meal should look like. And many of us have been at different Shabbos meals, obviously of varying lengths as well. We've been at different kinds of Shabbos meals where part of the question, to sort of explore a little bit, is it's a meal with lots of Torah or lots of Zmiros. It's a meal of lots of other kinds of conversations, of other kinds of experiences. I mean, last week when we were eating at the Wasserman's, there were lots of different things going on at the meal. It was wonderful gashmias. There was Miros. There were conversations as far as like time to talk. There were ideas that were less directly Torah-focused. There were more Torah-focused conversations. There are a lot of things that are going on there. And what is worthwhile exploring is what the purpose of a Shabbos meal is. So we're going to begin a little bit from the world of halacha, because I believe that the world of halacha is what, in general, is koveya more. We practice based on halacha. And we'll try to broaden things a little bit based on halacha to experience what I think part of the Shabbos meal is really all about. L'chora, there are two different psukim and two different almost dinim, although they're integrated, to Shabbos meals. Both found in, both the psukim, all the psukim are quoted in Gemaras and Shabbos and Kuf Yud Zayin and Kuf Yud Ches. Gemaras there that talk at length about Shalosh Shudis and what exactly is going on there. One mucker is that pasuk in Parsh B'Shalach that we quoted earlier. There's a din that you have to have three meals. You have to have three meals on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes Machlokas, that's three meals during the day on Shabbos, aside from the meal of Friday night, or it's three meals on Shabbos total. We obviously pasuk in three meals on Shabbos total is all that we have to have. That din is almost like a din of Achilas Seuda. The din of achila, you have to have three meals where you're engaging in some form of achila. We, generally speaking, assume, although we'll see maybe next week a minority view in Mishonim, we generally speaking assume that has to have pas, it has to have bread at that seudah. The Rambam writes that all three seudahs have yayin at those seudahs. But that's a din in achila. What gives it a little bit more as far as the character of the Shabbos meal is the pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. But most famously, the din of oneg on Shabbos. Oneg means to delight. And part of the Shabbos meal, part of the Shabbos meal has to do with this oneg. And when we look in the Gemara, it's clear that Shabbos meals are not just a regular din like achilas seuda, but there's something unique. The agadatas about the Shabbos meals indicate that Shabbos meals done right are radically transformative. The Gemara says in Shabbos there, Amram Shimon Pazim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kafra, Kol Mekayim, Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos, Nitzol, Mishos Paronios, Mechavel Shal Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenem, Umi Malchamas Go Gumadu. The person has Shalosh Sudas, or three meals, to make it less clear as far as the Shalosh Sudas confusion, the person has three meals on Shabbos, they get saved from Chevle Mashiach, from the birth pangs of the generation of Mashiach, they get saved from Gehenem, and they get saved from Malchamas Gog Gumago. The Gemara goes on to say, Kol ha-me'anig es ha-shabbos, you delight in Shabbos, nos no nachla b'li-meitzarim, you're going to get rewards that don't even have boundaries, these incredible rewards. Amar b'yuda marav, kol ha-me'anig es ha-shabbos, nos no mish'alos libo, if you rejoice and delight in Shabbos appropriately, you will get mish'alos libo, you will be, you will get, I guess, to your heart's content, we would probably translate it as, although not precisely, but a whole lot going on. There's an element of Shabbos meal, which is undoubtedly not just a din of achila, learned from the pasuk and parshas B'shalach, but there's a din of oneg Shabbos also. Of oneg Shabbos also. And Shabbos has to be a time that you delight in it. What are the implications of having a Shabbos meal that you delight in, of the oneg of Shabbos? So on one level, what that means, is that it has to be a meal, says Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin b'Shabbos, oneg hulo, it's a meal with good food. It should be joyous. It should be something which you delight in. To be a Shabbos meal with nice food, depending on more or less what you can afford and what you can handle. But it should be a nice meal that a person should be able to have, that the Gemara elaborates on. More than that, it's supposed to be a meal which is enjoyable. Ad kedei kach, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Tzadi Aleph, let's say it's Shalosh Shudas time and you're so just intensely full that you mamish can't eat at all. I can't eat. I am so stuffed, I can't eat. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Einu chayev letzaris atzmo. You're not chayev to cause yourself pain to eat this food, i.e. on Pesach night, even if it was going to cause you pain, you're chayev to eat matzah. That's not true when it comes to a Shabbos meal. When it comes to Shabbos, it's going to cause you really intense pain. I pasha can't do it. You're pater. Why am I pater? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because Shabbos meals were given over for oneg, not given over for tzar. So normally it means you have to have nicer food there. But if you couldn't even have food, you're so sick, you're so full, it's gross, whatever it is. So then a person does not have to even have that meal. Then a person would actually be pater because the meal is given over for delight, which means that on Shabbos meals, we've seen two levels so far. We'll elaborate on the third in a moment. But on a Shabbos meal, the first thing to clarify is I have a halakhic obligation to have Shabbos meals, have to have my Shabbos meals. The oneg piece, is where we start talking about a Shabbos meal that you enjoy, a Shabbos meal that you can delight in, a Shabbos meal which is pleasurable, a Shabbos meal with good food, a Shabbos meal with bastar, with yayin, with dagim, depending on what exactly you're into, but a particular kind of Shabbos meal which is going to be enjoyable. That if we knew your Shabbos meal, said in Shulchan Aruch, was for sure going to not be enjoyable because the food I pasha can't even eat, we would tell you sooner be mevater on that Shabbos meal. The irony is the following, and this is the irony which in it lies, the yisod of Shabbos meals. Shalosh Shudas is the most intense example of this, but I believe it's the important ha'ara. On the one hand, Shabbos meals appear to be deeply spiritual and deeply holy. If you do Shabbos meals well, so you get nachla bli meitzarim, your nitzol medina shal gehenim, these are amazing things that you nosno mishalos libo. You get amazing things if you do a good job with your Shabbos meal. Mitzat sheni, and we have a kiddush beforehand and a benching at the end with the ritzei, which is koveya this meal as being different. Mitzat sheni, when you look at it, elements of the meal are more physical and materialistic. It's about your pleasure. Your pleasure, not about like objectively doing certain things, but elements of it are about the oneg that it causes you. The oneg, the delight that you have in that meal. That in and of itself is interesting, and lichora it's fairly clear what at least part of the goal is. Shabbos meal with the same food, if it's absent, a kiddush in the beginning, and a benching at the end, and we'll see in a little bit, if it's absent, a certain kind of experience in the middle, is just a good meal. And good meals we have all the time. Shabbos is supposed to be a time where it's a good meal, and physically it's pleasurable, but it's supposed to be framed with Kedusha. It's supposed to be a pleasurable meal. We are not a religion which solely believes in, you know, removing ourselves from physicality and from materialism. We believe that we could do it in an elevated and holy way. And we could do it the way it's supposed to be done. And that's what a Shabbos meal is, to have a good, enjoyable, pleasurable meal that is bookended and inspired in the middle with a degree of Kedusha, with a degree of holiness. If you look at the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yabez and Mebez, this is as we're, you know, Purim again is not that far away. The Gemara says in the pasuk, "B'yom Hashvi ketov lev hamelach b'yayin." So we're in Perek Aleph, I believe pasuk Yud in Megillas Esther. It's the seventh day, and the king is feeling it a little bit. "B'yom Hashvi," Chazal tell us, "Amar Rava Yom Hashvi Shabbos haya." The seventh day was a reference to Shabbos, and what happens when Jews have Shabbos meals? So Yisrael ochlin v'shosin. Matzchilim b'divrei Torah over divrei tishvachos. That part of what happens when Jews eat and drink, it's not that we just eat and drink and then we're done. Part of the goal of a Shabbos meal is to have a meal which is infused with food and drink, which leads to, the Gemara tells us, to a degree of matzchilim b'divrei Torah over divrei tishvachos. Two things take place here. Aside, above and beyond just the oneg which occurs, above and beyond just that oneg, so it should have v'divrei tishvachos, words of praise, that's often attributed on some level to being one of the Mekoros, which indicates the idea of Zmiros, of words of praise that take place. Okay, so if you're like me a little bit and your Zmiros are a bit Latin, you would know that it's like Divrei Tishbacho, it's not Shiros for Tishbachos, you know, it's like it's words of praise, or you would say maybe if you read them, you know, I don't know. But there's something to be said for that. And Maschilin B'Divrei Torah, to have Divrei Torah, to have Divrei Torah there also is undoubtedly something which is supposed to take place in a meal. I'm going to share with you three ha'aras. It'll be my take on some of this stuff. You can really take it or leave it, but I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting, at least al derech. I'll make one ha'ara, which I think some suggest al derech drush. You can take it or leave it, but I think it's intriguing. U'maschilin b'divrei Torah, so al derech drush. I always thought as follows. You know, I'll put it in the following way. Especially when you're dealing with Bnei Yeshiva, with people that learn all week. So Shabbos meal has to have substantive conversation, has to have a degree of Torah in it. There have to be Divrei Torah there. But part of, I think, the kind of Torah it's supposed to be is a Torah which provides, this is my own take on it, which provides a degree of balance and a certain kind of broadening or deepening in the kind of Torah which is learned during the week. If at a Shabbos table and people don't learn Torah at all, it's obviously a different experience. Not that much of an experience. But because we learn, I think many of us would intuitively feel that, well, Divrei Torah are undoubtedly appropriate Shabbos table if we would have shir on Baba Kamba at a shir Shabbaton in the middle of Friday night dinner. So many of us would say, I wonder if that's really the deeper goal of the Shabbos meal. And Haraya, you know, I think, you know, the minhag of giants, of tzaddikim, is not to do that. So I always thought that part of it was, it's supposed to be a kind of Torah which enhances Shabbos and a kind of Torah which provides a degree of balance to that which takes place during the week. So it's a Torah which is, during the week, it's bringing up Torah ideas and Torah-related insights which are relevant and thought-provoking. And it may not be a formal shir the same way. Shabbos lunch was masterful at that. You know, the initial Divrei Torah, and it's one that it has people talking in different directions. Those, you know, you're talking about in a person's life. And in that sense, something very nice, but the kinds of conversations which can deepen and broaden. Al derech drush, I think some suggest an additional point, which is that the Gemara says you're maschilin b'divrei Torah. So Shabbos lunch, you're starting to say Divrei Torah, and then obviously you say Divrei Torah. But I think some point out that part of the goal of a Shabbos meal, some of the darshanim, is lahaschil Divrei Torah. It's about beginning Divrei Torah, beginning conversations. That's supposed to be more a little bit of a give and take, undoubtedly, than a lecture kind of a model at a Shabbos table. Not the guy just goes and like speaks the whole time. But part of the Shabbos, because we're looking for the kind of Shabbos environment, which is a Divrei Torah, which stems and it's tied to the oneg, to the enjoyable experience, and not the kind of Divrei Torah, which is a stira to that which is to that which is pleasant. That's why sometimes, like, if you ever had a Shabbos meal, and it's a Shabbos meal where it's like, okay, it's a great, you know, enjoyable meal. It's like, okay, and now it's time for Dvar Torah. The homeroom's like, okay, here's the Dvar Torah. You know, so in that sense, that's a Dvar Torah at a Shabbos meal, but it's not the kind of Dvar Torah which is integrating into the meal, and it's supposed to be an integrated experience with a kiddush at the end and a benching in the kiddush at the beginning and a benching at the end. And an oneg which integrates with shiros v'tishvachos in a way which is meaningful. So to provide a degree of some of that balance is undoubtedly something which becomes important as part of that Shabbos meal. That's why some of them, you know, it's telling over stories at the Shabbos table. It can be nice. It's an insight into Parsha. It's a thought-provoking conversation. It's sometimes you're something along those lines where it becomes, you know, part of it. Rav Reish is masterful at the Shabbos meal with like the Zilberstein questions, where it integrates nicely into the meal itself. It's engaging, there's conversation, things like that going on. For some people, that plays their strengths, and it's the kind of meal that they want to have. For some, there's a different kind of balance that they are trying to attain. But the ultimate goal is oneg. Ultimate goal is oneg. There's an Indian for Zmiros, you know, of course. Is it strictly speaking, like, you know, mandatory? Shulchan Aruch said oneg is mandatory. That's very clear. The way that everything's going to manifest itself, you know, in your seuda, so that's something which I think is important. But the kind of meal you have on Friday night and Shabbos day and Shalosh Shudis is going to be a transformative kind of a meal. And I want to just add one or two additional ha'aras that you can take or leave. It is true that there are different parts of Shabbos, and every element of Shabbos has its own unique kind of a flavor. Friday night is not Shabbos day, and Shabbos day is not Shalosh Shudis, which is why the Rambam tells us we have a different seuda at each one. Nevertheless, there are discussions in poskim, kavod yom and kavod laila, which if I only have, you know, certain kinds of food, when am I going to put it? Shalosh Shudis, typically a little bit lighter, and questions like that. We'll see next week, maybe, machloksim and tosfos and rashba and other rishonim, ask that Ramban, what kind of food at Shalosh Shudis do you really have to have? But while every sort of seuda, because part of the seuda at its core is an achila and an oneg, so investing in the kind of food that we have and having it be an enjoyable, kavadik kind of a meal is an important kind of a meal. Shabbos meals at their core are not really opportunities or viewed as like bittul Torah in any kind of a way. Shabbos meals are spiritual opportunities that are supposed to be infused with what I would call a different type of religious experience than the one that you would find typically in a Beis Medrash. But it's not at all considered to be a form of Bittul Torah if it's an engaging Shabbos meal. And there's great conversation, and there's Shiras V'Tishbachos, and there's Maschilim B'Divrei Torah, type Torah insights. So that's something which, if it's done right, it's complementary to all the Talmud Torah that you have. It's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah when done well. And undoubtedly, like a Shabbos meal, which is just a very quick Kiddush, you know, Challah, Schnitzel, Bench, in 7 minutes, I'm all done, is undoubtedly the impression that you get is that when Chazal were talking about being nitzel, Medina shel Gehenim, because b'schus, Shalosh Shudis, if I was wagering money, I'd be surprised that that was a Shabbos meal that they had in mind. I'd be surprised that was a Shabbos meal that they have in mind. I would envision more that Gemara in Megillah, K'tov B'yom HaShvi, K'tov Lev HaMelech B'yayin, Yisrael, Ochlem B'shoos, Maschim B'Divrei Torah, B'Divrei Tishbachos, as being the Shabbos meal that's really there. The challenging thing is that it's hard sometimes to have a good Shabbos meal, especially if we don't control it. And even if you think we control it, and we have like little children if we're blessed with having a table, it's all a scam. You don't really control it. You know, a wise man once said to me, you know, who's running the table is not about who's sitting at the head of the table. That's just a question. It's all about state of mind. And if your 4-year-old decides he's covey the Shabbos meal, good luck. Good luck. There are challenges sometimes being able to do it well. We do want to be sensitive to is that the chiyuv is a chiyuv of achila, it's a chiyuv of oneg, it's a chiyuv that we're supposed to experience it on some level as a spiritual opportunity, which carries us through Shabbos. It carries us through Shabbos. And if we're sensitive and we do it well, it becomes something which becomes part of our larger frum perspective, as something which is broadening us and deepening us as far as being Ovdei Hashem. The opportunity of Shabbos is the opportunity to take Shabbos meals seriously and Shabbos meals well, to invest in Shabbos meals and to do a good job with it, and to make sure that the conversations that take place at Shabbos meals are good and real conversations. Because of what we said, it's obviously important. We speak a lot about the Kavod Shabbos, which we spoke last week, of the preparing for Shabbos. Preparing for Shabbos meals requires preparing not only the food and the classic oneg, but it requires preparing so that it's going to, number one, be an oneg as far as the experience for others that are there also. It's going to be pleasant and nice and enjoyable for them. And oneg as far as also that there's zmiros, shiros, v'tishbachos that are going to be good, enjoyable, and a unique experience, hopefully, for all of those that are there.